Thank you for downloading the World Horse Welfare Right Weight Fat Scoring podcast. You may already have heard of condition scoring, which is a way of assessing the body condition of your horse. When you think of the condition your horse is in, do you think about muscle tone, coat, eyes? Of course you do, which is why we decided to call this fat scoring, because you're only looking at the amount of fat your horse is carrying. In this way, you can use the same system on anything from a companion pony to a three-day eventer, or a thoroughbred to a Highland. Before you start, download the body fat guide from our website and have a good look at it. If you'd like a bit of a head start, you can sneak a peek at our right weight video. Fat scoring is the best way to monitor your horse's weight. A weight tape is an excellent tool and well worth using on a regular basis, but does it help you know whether this weight is right for your horse? By getting your hands onto your horse, you can feel the fat cover and assess whether he needs to gain, lose, or maintain weight. The first thing to remember is that you're only looking at the amount of fat your horse is carrying. Don't worry about muscle tone or anything else you might think of when we say condition. We're using the Carroll and Huntingdon method of fat scoring, which gives a score between 0 and 5, where 0 is emaciated and 5 is obese. What you're looking for is a score of 2 to 3. Just like people, horses store their fat in different places. Some might have fat necks, others have fat bottoms. Because of this, we're going to split your horse into three sections. The neck and shoulder are the first section, the back and barrel of your horse are the second, and the bottom is the third and final section. We're going to assess each section in turn and give it a score between 0 and 5. We can then add up these three sections and divide the total by 3 to get the overall score. Tie your horse up safely and make sure he is standing square. Remember that it's impossible to tell what condition your horse is in just by looking at him. The only way you can find out is by putting your hands on him. The first thing to do is feel all along the top of your horse's neck. Can you make it wobble? Just like with you and me, if it wobbles, it's not good. Muscled necks don't wobble, but fat ones will. Have a look at the body fat guide you printed off our website and see how your horse compares. Now move your hands down the shoulder. Can you feel the shoulder blade and point of shoulder? If your horse has fat build-up, your hand will slide easily off the side of his neck onto the shoulder without feeling the shoulder blade. Use the guide to give your horse a score out of 5 for this section, and remember what this score is. We'll come back to it later. Now stand at the side of the horse and run your hand along his back. Does your hand arch over the back, or is it lying flat? If it's flat, what you're feeling is the build-up of fat either side of the backbone. Ideally, you want your hand to have an arch. Native breeds traditionally have a tabletop back, but this width starts lower down, so your hand should still be arched even on a Dartmoor or Shetland type. Now run your hands along the barrel where the ribs are. Can you feel them? What we're looking for in the leisure horse is to be able to feel the last three ribs. You will need to press firmly, but not so hard that your horse moves away from you. Imagine running your hand down a stair banister with a lovely thick velvet curtain over it. It would go didum, didum, didum. This is how you should feel the last three ribs of your horse. Again, use the guide to give your horse a score out of 5 for his back and sides. Now you need to assess your horse's hindquarters. Making sure that you're a safe distance away so there's no danger of getting kicked, stand behind your horse and have a look at the shape of his bottom. Does it have a nice C-shaped curve to it, or has it built up on either side of the spine so it's apple-shaped? As you will see on the scorecard, you're looking for this C-shape. Use the guide to give a score out of 5. You should now have 3 scores, one for each section of your horse. The next step is to add these together and divide by 3 to get the overall fat score. If this is between a 2 and a 3, then you're on target and need to maintain this condition. If the score is less than a 2 or more than a 3, you should be finding out how to improve it. If you'd like any help, please call our advice line on 01953 497 238. You may also find out that your horse has a danger area. He may have scored a perfect 3 on his neck and middle, but a 4 on his bottom, for example. Now you know how to fat score your horse, try and include this in your routine so you get in the habit of scoring once a month or so. This will really help you spot any changes and make sure your horse stays the right weight. If you need further information or advice, please feel free to contact the Right Weight team and we'll be happy to help. You can call us on 01953 497 217.